One big dream is to try to come up with batteries that don't cost a fortune but do make electric cars a viable possibility, and that's become a step closer this week, Laurie.
Yes, absolutely. There's a group in Germany in the Fraunhofer Institute in Dresden, and they've actually used the same kind of architecture as a standard lithium-ion battery that is normally used in an electric vehicle. And they've done a little bit of new engineering, which has improved both the power of the battery and has reduced the cost. So it sounds a bit like the Holy Grail. What they've done is actually relatively simple. They've replaced the expensive elements in a lithium-ion battery, which is normally cobalt, which is used in one of the electrodes of the battery, and they've replaced that with sulfur, elemental sulfur. And by doing that, they've massively decreased the price of the battery.
How does it work compared with a lithium cell? Is it otherwise exactly the same? It's just using these two alternative chemicals means that they're just much cheaper.
Well, the major problem with these lithium-ion batteries is the kind of range and lifetime. So most lithium batteries in a car have to be recharged after just 100 kilometres of driving. So they're not really for long journeys. So what this research has shown is that by changing the combination of chemicals inside the battery, they can actually reduce the problems of short circuiting, which is kind of what defines the lifetime of these lithium ion batteries normally. What ends up happening is that some of the material in the electrodes actually creeps into the electrolytes and can spread across the whole size of the battery and cause a short circuit. But by changing the elements, they've reduced how quickly that short circuit can happen. And in terms of comparison with how the lithium-ion batteries operate now, they actually have a higher energy density. These lithium-sulfur batteries have an energy density of about 500 watt-hours per kilogram, which is twice as much as the lithium-ion batteries that are currently being used in our cars. And what that means is that for the same weight of battery material, you could actually drive double the distance.
Phil.
So, Laurie, why haven't we thought about this before? I mean, the problem of sulfur leaking into the batteries has been around for quite a while. So what's different about what these guys are doing?
Yeah, it's a very good point, actually. These batteries have been known about for a long time. But the only extra bit that they've brought in is a layer of porous carbon, which they have surrounded the elemental sulfur electrode with. And what that does is that the pores are so sized that they trap the sulfur inside the carbon. So eventually the sulfur will leach into the electrolyte, but it will do so at a much slower rate. So by doing that, they've increased the lifetime of standard lithium sulfur batteries that, as you said, have been around for a while.
How long before this is actually scalable and deployable into the market rather than just being an experimental tool, Laurie?
Well, at the moment, these scientists are exploring all possible large-scale manufacturing methods for these. They've produced quite a large number of prototypes, though, and everything is starting to move towards patenting. So I don't think it's going to be very long, maybe just in the next 5 years.
There's certainly a big demand, isn't there?
Absolutely.